I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS. It's our continuing coverage of alumni from Pella and Pella Christian here on the Radio Sports page. And joining me now is a state track and field champion from 3 years ago. Had the chance to interview you after that moment, both as a team and as an individual. It's Emily Voss who's joining us, the 200-meter champion her senior season and a member of the 2018 Lady Dutch State Track and Field Champions in Class 3A. First of all, it's good to talk to you again. We just had a 45-minute catch-up session about how life has been going for you. What's it been like at UNI? That's where you've been the last 3 years. And what has it meant to you now to be able to take the lessons you learned at Pella and apply them as a Division I athlete?
It's been awesome. I've been very blessed to go to UNI. I know that that is where I was supposed to go because I've met a ton of great people. My coaches are awesome. And, of course, all of that started from high school. When I was in high school, my coaches were awesome also, and I learned a bunch of lessons that I took to UNI. Honestly, if I didn't learn so much in high school, I probably wouldn't have ran in college. I had a really rough freshman year, so they definitely helped me through that.
Well, and part of the excitement is that your career has kind of come full circle. This year, you were a Drake Relays champion for the first time. I know that was a big goal of yours in high school you weren't able to accomplish, but you were able to come full circle this year as a relay and win the Drake Relays. What was it like to get that banner, and what did that mean to you, knowing that you've had some tribulations the couple of times you've gone to Drake Stadium prior to you being in college?
Yeah, that was probably the highlight of my career so far, besides some high school stuff. But I've been trying to get that flag since I was 14 years old. It's been a really, like, when I was 14, there was no way I was going to get it. I was okay at the relays. It was really fun to go. It was just an experience. But then when we started getting to, like, my junior year and we started placing, and then senior year, there was all this hype around us going in. We were going in, like, first or second for the 4x2, and we were expected to win something, but then I got injured. It was just a roller coaster of ups and downs, especially with my freshman year of college. I was injured and couldn't run. My sophomore year, COVID happened. And then finally, junior year was the first time I ran at Drake since I hurt myself when I was in high school. And we won. And it was crazy because we didn't even expect.
Well, and take us back a little bit then, because I know that at that point in time in 2018, you had been back-to-back runners-up at the state track and field meet to these elite, all-time record-breaking Assumption teams. And then finally, by your senior year, a lot of those girls had graduated, and it made a very competitive 3A field, still maybe one of the best 3A fields ever, but one that you guys were kind of the head of the pack in. And you get hurt, 4 weeks before state qualifying at Drake Relays. What was going through your mind at that time, and what was that month like? Knowing that you really couldn't do much except for just try to get as healthy as you could, knowing that you were a key piece to the team trying to get that ultimate top prize for the first time in several years and in several attempts.
Well, in reality, I actually got injured the night before Drake Relays. So we had the Tulip Time, I think it was the Tulip Time Relays the day before, and I had run the 100, and I knew I probably shouldn't have run it because I was I hurt myself during warm-ups, but I ran it anyway. And I knew I hurt myself after that, so I went to Titan Chiropractic in Pella, and they tried to fix me up. I felt great, so I decided I'm going to run tomorrow at Drake because I had my 100 prelims that day. So I ran the 100 prelims, and that did not go well. I got into finals, but my time wasn't great. I hurt myself, so I had to actually be, like, pretty much carried off the field. And that from there on, I was very depressed almost because I was thinking, oh, great. I felt terrible for my teammates because we were supposed to win some of the relays. I felt awful for Annika because it was both our senior year, and that was just one of our biggest goals, was to get a Drake flag. And then I thought, well, I'm hurt now. I hope I can get back. I hadn't really been injured a ton, so I didn't know much about muscle strains or anything like that. So I was thinking, well, maybe I won't be able to run at state then. And if I can't run at state, we were hoping to be state champions, and it was just really emotional for me the entire time. So.
And you were able to come back just in time at state qualifying, probably not at 100%, but you were able to be back. What was that like, and that feeling almost maybe, I'm sure, of relief after that first race? Because you and I were talking about it right before we opened up the mic, that's nerve-wracking. You really hadn't run. You really hadn't worked out a whole lot because you couldn't because of the type of muscle strain you had. At what point did it finally come clear in your head that I'm okay? I don't know what next week looks like, but at least because you were able to run the majority of events you needed to qualify for state, both the open one and two were the key ones.
Yeah, so I ran just the open events, and then I was put in as an alternate in the relays, so then they would make it easier for me because I only need to qualify for the open events. And I was super nervous going in because, like he said, I had like 4 weeks off where I really didn't do anything at all. And as a sprinter, you can't go in from a complete 4-week break and expect to be fast. So I had no idea what to expect. I had not gone out of blocks at all since I hurt myself. So it was just kind of, we'll throw her in, we'll see what happens. Hopefully she'll be okay, because there was no way. I had to run in order to make it to state. So, I mean, I ran and it was fine, and I didn't feel okay still. Like, I still felt like something was wrong, because I had a week left and I wasn't hitting the times I needed to hit, and yeah, so it was still emotional at that point.
And at what point then, by the way, we're here with Emily Voss, who is a state track and field champion, and we're recapping what was a crazy end to your senior year. At what point then, going back to Drake Stadium, what's going through your mind heading into that week, knowing that you were healthy enough to go, but that doesn't necessarily mean you were fast enough to even place in the top eight in either one of those open races and be a contributing factor to those relays? You were going to be a part of all of those. At what point did your confidence start coming back? Because obviously by that Saturday, you won the 200, you were very fast in the 4x1. What point did things mentally for you start clicking, like, okay, I'm okay enough not just to go, but to really be competitive and have a chance to win this thing?
I think after we did 4x2, and the 4x, though it didn't go the way we wanted it to, we still broke the school record in that, and I didn't have any pain up to that point. I was, during the 4x2, we were behind, and I was pushing myself as hard as I could, and I had no pain, so I pretty much knew at that point that I was back to 100%. And that my biggest goal that year was to win the 200. And since I was good for the 4x2, there was a good chance I would be able to push myself for 100% in the 200.
And that Saturday was a very interesting day. Obviously, going in, the team did not have the Thursday and Friday that you wanted. You were still in the lead, but it was not the lead that you had hoped to build with all the talent you had. And you had to have a near-perfect Saturday to be able to win the championship. It started with Emily Holterhouse getting a top-four finish in the 100 hurdles. That seemed to lift a lot of the burden off of you and Annika in particular, knowing that you guys had to have your best races that afternoon. Take us to that 200 and what it was like because you had been sitting in the storms for a couple of hours. What started clicking for you and Annika pre-race, knowing that you guys could do what you did and ultimately go first and third?
Well, it didn't really click for me that I could actually get first. It was kind of just a pipe dream. I was like, oh, we'll just go out 100%, see what happens. It didn't actually click for me that I could win till I was coming off the turn and I was in first. And I thought, oh, okay, maybe I could do this. And then Carly King was right next to me and I was kind of looking sideways at her thinking, I hope I can push hard enough. I hope my leg's okay. I hope I'll be able to do this. I mean, I was just hoping Annika was close behind me, because we really needed those two top three finishes for the points in order to actually, like, solidify getting first, because our biggest goal was we just wanted to get first as a team, because the Pella girls hadn't gotten first as a team, like, at all, I don't think.
I think 1994 was
yeah,
that year.
The 1994. So we were the first Pella girls team to get first, which was awesome. And that was our biggest goal, above me winning the 200, above any of the relays or anything like that. I just wanted to be okay enough to run in the relays and to score enough points to help my team.
Well, and then you won, and we had a chance to look back at some of those photos. What do you remember about that reaction after the race? Because you still had to run the 4x1 later, and you guys still had to do really well in the 4x1 and 4x4, which you did, two top three finishes to clinch that championship. But at the time, what was going through your mind? It looked like Annika had the biggest smile on her on her face, that you guys had grown up together running, as you told us in our joint interview. What's going through your mind after that race and that championship?
Honestly, I didn't even know what to think. All I heard was Mike J announcing my name, and then I looked at my time, and I was thinking, did I just drop like half a second off my 200? That doesn't happen. Who does that? And then I thought, well, I haven't run in 4 weeks and I was so tired that I almost wanted to fall over. So that was fun. But no, the first thing I checked was to see what place Annika got and what time she got. And I was just as excited that she broke 25.2. And yeah, it was I don't remember much about it. I wish I remembered more, but it felt like I was floating the entire time. So
I think you and I had a fist bump and a very brief conversation, because you were gassed. I do remember that. It was a great moment all time in Pella High School history. It led to that 2018 championship and then leapfrogged you into a collegiate career. At what point did you think you were going to be a collegiate athlete and have a chance to run? And now not only run, but now you're a Division I athlete who's running against the best athletes in the country.
I went on a few visits junior year thinking about it. My parents were always telling me, if it's if you want to be a collegiate athlete, you do it. If you don't, it's fine. We're just going to go on a few visits, talk to some coaches. We'll see what it was. And I don't know what it was about UNI. It was my first visit. I always thought I would go to UNI. I didn't exactly have the times at that point in my life, but I got offered a scholarship and thought, okay, I think I could probably try this out. I was super nervous because UNI is D1. But after my 200 senior year, I was thinking, oh, my times are good enough. I could 100% stand up with these Division I girls and do well. So
now the problem has been, and it's nothing you can control, but injuries. And you've been able to, you know, kind of have half seasons. Like you said, your freshman year, you got off to a great start indoor and then got hurt. And then that can really hurt at that elite level of having to not only try to continue to improve, but to rebuild yourself. Then sophomore year, you get started and then you never really get too far into it because the whole world shuts down for COVID-19. How mentally have you been able to deal with both of those things, knowing that you want to be an elite competitor, you wanted to be somebody who could be great at UNI, but you've had those chances taken away from you, largely out of your control?
So I spent most of the first half of my collegiate career sitting on the bench watching everybody else run. So I went through the hard preseason, that's the workouts that make everybody in shape, but they're terrible. They suck. I got to go through all of that, and then once season starts, that's when my freshman year, I pretty much fully tore my hamstring. My sophomore year, I got a stress fracture that put me out for 9 months. So I wouldn't have been able to run even if COVID didn't happen. But and yeah, so then we were thinking at that point I might be able to run outdoor season my sophomore year, and then COVID hit, and we're thinking, great, this actually might help me out. Obviously, COVID was terrible and all that happened. We were really, it was awful for my teammates and everything like that, watching them go through it. But for me, it gave me a really good chance to not get back too early and hurt myself, because I'm pretty sure that's probably what would have happened. At the collegiate level, we're usually not pushed to get back as soon as we can, but it's just what happens. Because I was, at that point, a big part of placing at conference, possibly outdoor, my sophomore year. And they were trying to get me back as fast as I could and just didn't happen. And I mean, nobody wants to sit on a bench and watch their teammates play, and everybody's been through injuries, but 2 years of sitting on the bench and watching your teammates play is not fun.
Well, and the crazy thing about college, and for some people it happens in high school, and the 400 is not a favorite of many track and field athletes. So there are some tremendous athletes, and some of the best in Pella High School history have run 400s and 800s, both boys and girls. You know, the list of athletes who've competed in that race at Pella High is incredible. You were not one of them. At what point, even considering the fact that you've had all of these injuries, that you've had all of these issues, did your coaching staff say that, Emily, you're going to be a great choice to run a 400?
So they kind of always thought I would be, but since I was so injury prone, they stuck me in the short sprints group. That was what I knew. That was what I was best at. So they weren't going to push it too much. I ran a few 400s my sophomore and freshman year when I wasn't injured. But so this fall, I came back to UNI. I was just getting back to running, maybe like just jogging even. And I would go to practice with the short sprints group. I would do my own thing. I would jog around the track and watch them run. And so my short sprint group coach and the head coach, which is also the 400 group, were talking and decided that, surprisingly, the 400 group does less volume workout-wise than the short sprints does. So they thought maybe, since I had got injured 2 years in a row, that they should switch me over to a different group and see what works there. And it did. I don't want to admit it because I hate the 400, but it did help quite a bit, because the 100, 200 impact wise is really, really hard on my muscles. And that was causing my hamstring problems my freshman year and sophomore year. And I got to run a full season because I was running 400s.
Well, not only that, did you get to run the full season, we kind of circle back to the beginning of our conversation. You competed at the Drake Relays, had a great 200 there as well, obviously not able to win that one. But then with the relay group, you were able to get that banner, and you had some great races, as I'm seeing here on the UNI website in between. How has that helped you mentally, knowing that it's been kind of a 2-year journey? So you end your high school career at the top. You're a state champion. You're one of the fastest girls in the state of Iowa, period. Sydney Milani, notwithstanding.
Forget her.
Obviously, the great year she had, you were second fastest in some of those races. But to go then to college and to not be able to run competitively for 2 years, watch all of your teammates be able to do so, how big of a mental lift has it been to get through a full season now, your junior year, COVID notwithstanding, but to be able to be competitive again and know that you're still fast?
It was a big confidence boost for me. I needed to run a full season. I felt like once you're sitting on the bench for a while, you start thinking, oh, they don't really need me. They're finding new people to fill my spots. All that. But then getting back into running and actually having a spot and all the relays and actually scoring points for my team at conference and stuff like that, that's what makes you actually, like, mentally makes you okay. Because a lot of, if you're an athlete, you know that you need to compete. And if you can't compete, your mental is just not good. So with COVID, that was the same thing with COVID. A lot of people were saying you have to let the athletes compete because it's a lot of, they'll give a lot of mental problems if they don't. And for me, that pretty much solved all of that. So knowing that I could actually compete and have a spot on the team was a big part of it.
Well, and now you have an opportunity. You have 2 years of eligibility left. We're here with Emily Voss of Apella High School, standout track and field athlete who's at UNI now. You have 2 years left to try to finish off your career on your terms. What are the things going into this year that you try to do now that you've had a full college season, now that you've been able to stay healthy for a year? What are those things now that you try to work on to shave off the time and to continue to you know, you had a lot of personal bests in 2021, despite the fact you hadn't been competitive for 2 years.
Yeah. So one of the biggest things I need to do was last year, my volume of my workouts had to be really minimal because they didn't want to re-injure my stress fracture and that kind of thing. So I didn't get to do a whole ton of stuff for workouts, which if you know 400s, you know, you have to have the base to be able to run a 400 because they're very tiring. This year, hopefully, I will be able to actually not die at the end of a 400. That would be a concept that I would love to have. So I'm going to try to do a little bit more volume in workouts, and I would like to do more speed work. I didn't get to do much speed work this year because we were focused on the 400. I didn't actually get to run a 100 at all this year, which is something I really want to do because I want to break 12 seconds in that before I retire. But yeah, so I want to be able to break 55 seconds for the 400. That's one of my main goals this year.
As we think about the future, it's important to think about the past. Looking back now, you've had years since you were at Pella High School and years since you were one of the fastest athletes in school history. Your name's still on that record board, of course, all the above. What from your time and from the coaches and athletes that you got to compete with there have prepared you for this level? And the what are the memories from Pella High that you carry to UNI, knowing that you're with your peers now and you're with all these great athletes? What about Pella High School set you up for what you've done in college? And how exciting is it for you now to look back at your time fondly in 2018 and 2017, but also be able to still apply that today?
My coaches in high school, the biggest thing, they always had faith in me, no matter what. I remember from a young age, Kari Pingle would always tell my mom she knew I was going to be faster when I was going to be fast when I was older. And not that we didn't know that, but we didn't believe it. And she just kept telling me over and over and over and over. And I mean, honestly, I think they're some of the best sprint coaches I've ever had. I mean, I run at D1 level and my high school coaches compare on workouts and stuff like that for sprinting. And that definitely set me up really well to go into a bigger team and that kind of thing. So I don't know. I think that the confidence they put in me from when I was young to graduating and all that stuff, and they knew that I could do it, and Kari knew that I could run at D1 and have no problems, really helped.
Well, and Kari is still coaching, and how exciting is that for you now to see? And you got, you know, to the opportunity. The 4x1 was back at the Drake Relays again, and they're going to probably be one of the best sprint groups in the entire state again coming into next year. How almost rewarding is that to see that program continue, especially after the group you had on campus for the 3 years that you were there, to see that tradition of sprints and excellence and hurdles and all that stuff continue with Kari and with Dak and so on?
I mean, it just reiterates how great coaching there is at Pella. I love watching them. I kept up with them this entire year, and I've been rooting mostly for the sprints because that's what I did and that's what I know best. But it's awesome to watch them at the high level and do the same things that me and Annika and Mecha and all of them did. And I even know one of them. I ran with Rose, who is on the 4x1. And it just makes me so happy to watch them perform and still do well, even without me and Annika, and with different leadership and same coaching. That's awesome. So
Well, that's Emily Voss. She is a former Pella High School state track and field champion, individual in the 200 meter that same season, leading the team to a 2018 team championship. And then, of course, obviously a great career so far at UNI. It's been fun to catch up with you on the radio. Look forward to our next conversation, hopefully in a couple years or whenever it might be. And more importantly, look forward to seeing the results coming in from Cedar Falls. I do appreciate your time.
Love being here. Thank you.